My name is Todd Callender. I'm a lawyer from the United States. I practice international law and live in the Caribbean. I am involved in what I guess is the recovery, the deliverance perhaps of our species in this fight, this genocide they call COVID. And it's actually, it's public health weaponized to make the human race extinct. If you look up a multilateral convention called the Agenda for the 21st Century, also known as Agenda 21, also now known as Agenda 2030. It's actually pretty clear in terms of the game plan that that they've been working out since 1992 in the Rio Climate Accords. In 1994, the UN held the Population Accords in Cairo, Egypt, where effectively all of the member nations agreed that the world was overpopulated and they had to eliminate 95% of the people on this planet. So that if you follow the playbook, there are three primary objectives: the elimination of private property rights. Klaus Schwab says you'll own nothing and be happy. How about that? The elimination of borders, that's the elimination of sovereignty. Of course, in the United States, Canada, Mexico, the borders are wide open. And lastly, the 95% reduction in the world's population. If you were the perpetrator of this crime, and what I'm saying is they are all part of this, every government on the planet effectively is part of this. If you wanted to get rid of 7 billion people, how would you go about doing that? And it made sense to me that this would be a military operation, right? You need the efficiency and efficacy and the broad reach and coordination that the military could offer. And that's exactly what happened, is the U.S. Department of Defense is being the lead perpetrator, but in coordination with a variety of other countries and their militaries. You know, if you wanted to get rid of God's creations, isn't this how you would do it? Wouldn't you make it a military operation? Wouldn't you make it hard on people to get other therapeutics? Wouldn't you, make it difficult to get fuel and water? Wouldn't you make it difficult to get them food? Wouldn't you cut down their choices for food down to a few vendors that were on your side, and you would make sure had the same kind of drugs and contaminated foods that you wanted people to? So all of those things have happened in the lockdowns, the suspension of everybody's human and constitutional or charter rights. The governments picked the winners and losers. You could go to Target, you could go to Walmart, but you couldn't go to a mom and pop shop. You could go and get a lap dance or a bottle of liquor, but you couldn't go to church. That's the level of control. That's the level of evil we are up against. And it is because they are Luciferians. I'll give you an example. The United Nations founding document is the Lucifer Trust. So don't doubt that we are in the final battle. This is God versus Lucifer. This is a battle for souls. I'm haunted, in fact, by Matthew 13:38, the harvesting of wheat and tares. If you wanted to kill 95% of the world, wouldn't you control the information? Right? But if you simply put yourself in their shoes, if your mission was to kill 7 billion people, how would you do it? And when you think it through, you'll find that they've done everything. They've planned this for 50 years or more. Every piece of law put in place to allow them to force people to take the shots, to remove their bodily sovereignty, to lock people in their houses or jails, to suspend everybody's human rights. All of that took a very, very long time to put in place. And I would submit to you that everybody that was in office as a decision maker in government was either complicit because they knew and they participated, or they were criminally negligent for stopping it. They knew or should have known. If we're going to save our world, they all got to go. If you look at the law surrounding the 2005 international health regulations, this is where the world came together and said, should there ever be a pandemic, we're all going to agree how we're going to react to this thing. Of course, it was all set up long in advance. I figure it took 40 or 50 years to get the laws in place. In March of 2020, the magic words were uttered, a public health emergency of international concern, which then required all of the treaty countries to enact the promises that they had in the 2006 regulations. And in the case of the United States, it created a substitute set of laws to the Constitution. You find them in 42 CFR Part 70 and 71, whereby everybody's constitutional rights are suspended except for certain powers granted onto the CDC, in fact, complete with passports to go across state lines, involuntary quarantining, treatment with whatever protocols and medications they so desire without any indication as to whether they're experimental or not. And in the case of the U.S. military, who was tasked with carrying this out, they actually sidestepped the applicable FDA regulations, and they made the shots themselves a COVID countermeasure, and then shipped it off across the world through this international treaty network under the 2005 International Health Regulations. And those treaty obligations remain in place, except for one thing. Prior to a couple of weeks ago, they required the observance of human rights. Right? The UN and the WHO talk about human rights throughout their constituent documents, and there are multilateral conventions that speak of that. The negotiations pre-approved by the U.S., by Mr. Biden, give away that ability to guard human rights. And so when the public health emergency of international concern is declared this time, on mere suspicion alone, by the way, mere suspicion of a communicable disease is enough to make this declaration, the U.S. military and ostensibly all of the militaries of the world will then be bound by virtue of these treaties to effectuate the mandates of the WHO. Not coincidentally, the public health apparatus was moved under the Department of Defense over the last 4 years through the National Defense Authorization Act. So what you effectively have is a chain of command from Tedros Adhanom, director of the WHO, down to the various militaries themselves, who will have the ability and the right to enforce with force, use of weapons if they so choose, quarantining and compulsory treatments. So here we understand that the COVID shots, all of them were gene modification technologies. None of them were well received. I have an understanding that less than half of the world actually took the shots. There's going to be a next time that Bill Gates says it, and there's already a good indicator that it's going to be Marburg. The reason I say that is Marburg is mentioned specifically in that citation, 42 CFR Part 70 and 71. In addition to that, there were Marburg provisions of the PREP Act. The PREP Act is one of the immunities granted through the COVID countermeasures, meaning that anybody taking part in providing these shots can't be held liable. There was special money earmarked should there be a Marburg pandemic that was put in 2020. And in 2021, Marburg provisions were in fact invoked. Our government said there's a Marburg outbreak. There was not one, and yet they used that money to build quarantine camps all over the United States. Myself and some colleagues actually interrupted them from building one in Cochise County, Arizona. We have the plans. We have all the intergovernmental agreements. Again, it's not speculation whether this is so. My point is that they've already spent the Marburg money. There is a Marburg outbreak in Africa right after they tested their Marburg mRNA experimental shots in the very same area. And we know that Marburg, that pathogen, was included as part of the contents in the COVID shots. Certainly in the Johnson & Johnson shots, there were 14 different strands of Marburg proteins put into that shot. We have evidence to indicate that they had Marburg proteins in all of the shots. So it's not much of a leap to understand that this next time will be a hemorrhagic fever. It'll be scary as hell because people bleed out of their orifices. It has a high fatality rate. And I think the goal of the exercise is to drive everybody into these quarantine camps that they built in order to deliver a round of these experimental shots that will either kill or transform anybody that receives them.
If you're bored with the things of God, then you aren't truly walking with Him. In Christ, there is life and excitement and wonder. Just when you think you've come to the end, there's so much more. Though I am the least deserving of all God's people, He graciously gave me the privilege of telling the Gentiles about the endless treasures available to them in Christ. Boredom with your faith is a sign that you need to go to deeper depths and higher heights, more vast than the cosmos, more beautiful than any one of nature's displays, more fulfilling than any achievement is the glory of His presence. Do you believe that we serve a God of endless wonder?
Hello, brothers and sisters, this is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Glenda Lomax. The title is In Denial, and this word was posted April 20th, 2023. So many deny what is coming. They are hiding from the truth that convicts them, as if hiding will make it disappear. For these, what is coming will be far more difficult, since they will have little relationship with me to get them through it. Children, running and hiding does not make anything different. The truth will be waiting for you to look at it when you are too tired to run anymore. Trust me. If you will only trust me to guide you through the future, you will not be afraid. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
Chilling trail cam video has taken the internet by storm over the past few weeks, with many viewers speculating that it might show a genuine sighting of the cryptid known as the Rake. Take a look. Uploaded to TikTok by user Cryptocker, the video features an unsettling long-limbed creature crawling in the distance on a rural property. Whatever it is, it has disproportionately long legs and a small head, characteristics that have led some to believe it could be the infamous Rake. This cryptid has its roots in modern urban legends and is believed to be a humanoid creature that stalks and terrorizes its victims. The Rake's origins can be traced back to the early 2000s when stories and supposed encounters began circulating on internet forums. Recent sightings of the Rake have been scarce, making this new trail cam footage all the more intriguing to cryptozoology enthusiasts. As the video gains traction, the debate over its authenticity intensifies. Could this really be evidence of the elusive Rake, or is it simply an elaborate hoax designed to captivate the imagination of viewers? As with many cryptid sightings, the truth remains elusive.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome back. Phil Roy is a somewhat successful comedian. So if he's somewhat successful, usually he has the sign of success on his hand there. There will be people saying, no, this is A-OK. But wrist one finger makes a six, this finger makes a six, and this finger makes a six, which is 666. That's really what it is. Is he keeping the secret of the biblical world about fame, fortune, and success, and most likely about Freemasonry? Well, he's doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra here, but there will be people that saying, no, he's just making a gun, Right, a fake gun to shoot with? It's not like he's doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra and holding it to his lips like the slam dunk version. Oh, wait, he is doing that. Right, he's doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, a gesture that is supposed to represent supreme enlightenment. It is not. It is the false light of Lucifer. Lucifer means light bearer. And that is Satan, the father of lies, the one who deceives the entire world. And it's the pride of humanity to pose like this. God bless you, everyone.
So we're in Turkey, and we went to the same downtown area where there's lots of shops and people. And I was looking to minister to young people, because I love ministering to young people. And it worked great the other day. But today, it was one young person after another was saying, no, we have no pain, or they didn't understand English, and I was getting frustrated.
So different from the other day.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Completely
and then,
different.
And then I heard the Holy Spirit say in my spirit, minister to some older people. And I was resisting that because back in America, it's been my experience that when people get to like my age, I'm going to be 59 in 2 days on April 23rd. And when they get to my age and beyond, it's like a little hard-hearted, you know, like they're dull spiritually. So I kind of resist that. I was judging wrong. And so, but I heard the Holy Spirit say that. So the very first person I approached is the first video you're going to see. The guy was so grateful. He's looking at me like, who are you? You know, it's like just a great reaction to the power of God. And so like we're just like sowing seeds, you know. When you're in a foreign land and you're ministering, it's really just sowing seeds to get the people to start thinking about Jesus. Because if they're gonna come to the Lord, they'll just the Lord will lead them to a church at that point in there in, around where they live. So
yeah.
That's basically.
We do what we can because there's a little language barrier, so we use Google Translate a little bit. But it's the power of God on display that touches them. And the song was saying that when we were walking in words, there was nothing seemed to happen. And during that time, I was asking the Lord, why? What's going on? And I kept hearing, don't rely on the same formula. And I was trying to figure it out. Were we supposed to go in a different direction? But I felt like we were supposed to be going in the same direction. But the Lord kept saying, don't use the same formula. And then when Tom said, we're going to to older people, that's when it made sense, and then we just got into one situation after another.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like I've been doing this for almost 15 years nonstop. Now, and I already know that, but it's so easy to get, you know, smacked upside the head, I guess, by the devil's deceptions, where you get into a rut, even though seeing it thousands and thousands of times, you know. And so, like, I just had to repent of that preconceived notion that older people are hard-hearted. And you know, like I said, it might be the case in America, but in other countries like Turkey, it's not the case.
It's not the case because the Turkish people are very friendly, and even when they grow older, they stay soft-hearted. We met an atheist, and he was so friendly and
yes.
nice and unexpected, because it's someone who's a hardcore atheist at that
yeah.
age, you don't usually find that. But in Turkey, people are much more tender.
Right. I told him he's not an atheist. You're not an atheist. He laughed at that. So,
yeah.
So anyway, there's two situations that are really cool with great reactions. So like when there's a great reaction, then that person is going to think about Jesus the rest of their life. I know it's like when I first got healed supernaturally, I was amazed, and it just like opened up Christianity so much more to me. So that's the result of ministering the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so it hurts right now?
Yes.
Right there. Okay, so Lord, I thank you for this man. Do you love him? All pain go now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed. Life. Oh, yeah, there it is. It's Sean.
Okay,
it's good, right?
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Jesus
wow.
loves you.
Yes.
Yes, he loves you.
Yes.
I felt the power of God going
yes.
into his shoulder.
Yes. Because Isa, we pray in Isa.
Isa.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. You have a great
thank
day.
You,
God
you.
Bless you.
God bless
you're welcome.
God bless
feels
you.
Good? Okay, so all pain go right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Jesus loves you.
In the name of Esau.
Your sins. Amen. Now move around. So I got it?
Yes.
It's gone?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Jesus loves you.
Yes, yes.
It's amazing.
How about
you?
For you
also?
Yeah. So all pain go. Jesus loves you. All pain go now. In Jesus' name. Life. Amen.
Thank you.
Is it gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
Feel good?
Yeah.
I see what it feels
yes,
good.
Okay.
It's gone?
Yeah.
That's your bad.
This is it. This should be okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's all gone?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yay! Okay.
God bless you. Yes, amen.
Yeah.
God bless you.
In Isa. Isa.
Kita.
Yeah, Isa.
Mama Dali.
Isa. Yeah, Jesus. Isa.
Isa.
Yeah, we pray. Yeah. Amen.
God bless you. Have a beautiful day.
Oh, yes, you will be successful. Sergeant, what for? No.